Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Friday, fabulous Friday. Queen Jean, hello, hello.
Hello, hello. Welcome to Fabulous Friday. We're showcasing the artist Marvin Gaye, and we're actually showcasing his album, Come Here, My Dear. Good evening, G. Lou. How are you? Hope you had a great day. At work, and that you got you some rest, and you're having a better evening. Just want to put that out there.
Yay, yay. to all of that. Hello to all. Hi, Queen. Hi, Mr. Jilu. Hello to everyone out there that may be listening to us on this fabulous Friday, where Queen did say we're going to be showcasing Marvin Gaye's Here, My Dear. And how was your day today, Queen? How's Friday going for you so far?
Friday was a busy day. I'm glad it's winding down. It's very, very hot out here, humid, of course, because they had that big storm last night. We didn't get affected by it, so thank God for that. But we have more rain coming in this evening. So, you know, it's that desert weather. You know how it is. It's hot, humid. So, like I said, the evening is winding down. So, yeah, I'm just ready to relax.
I did see that. Oh, you're going to relax tonight. You're going to be all the way in chill mode with what we got planned tonight. Yeah, I saw that storm. I saw some people in the casino, they were sweeping the water out of the casino and everything. So I was
busted holes in the ceiling. It was something, but we did get rain here and lightning, but it was nothing like what happened, like more on the strip area, because that's where it was really flooded, you know, where they really call it Sin City, so.
Right. Yes, I did see that on the gram. A couple of people were like, "Yeah, look at Sin City." Like, okay, calm down, guys.
Why does it flood like that?
Right.
Then, like that.
Hey, it's the way nature planned it. What can we? You know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, no, I'm just saying. Like they said, how it happened is like, I guess when it rains there, it happens. That's why I was asking. Like, is it something? I guess it don't rain there much, but when it does, I guess bad, it flood,
it's
like
bad,
obviously that's the issue, you know what I'm saying? And
good evening,
ladies.
Yeah, I don't know. That's okay. Good evening. I don't know.
Well, I don't stay here. Nigga. I don't stay here. I'm just visiting. Tell them.
Right? I didn't stay there for 8 months.
The wrong
one, did, that didn't happen.
No?
I didn't step out the room and go ask the residents here.
how about when you live there, though? How about when you used to live there?
No,
that never happened
when I lived here. It didn't never happen.
Okay.
No,
yes,
and that was in 2013.
That could happen anywhere. Yeah, that's that flash flooding. And don't get caught in it. It's a mess. Yeah, it's a mess.
And they probably
we
don't
want
have the proper
everywhere you visit.
Drainage.
Right. Right. We want you to do your report everywhere you visit. We was asking for the San Bernardino weather, too. Like, what's it like everywhere you go?
I know, right? But, yeah, they probably just don't have the right drainage in that area. You know what I'm saying? Like, because a lot of times when the architect is going, they don't think about certain things. Just like in North Carolina when they have those floods where the water is. It happens on the coast where the water is. When they had those tornadoes, you know, it don't happen in the area I live. It's just where the coastal is, where the tornadoes are bad and people's houses are, you know, broken down and those sort of things, like in Louisiana. But where I live in North
Carolina,
Louisiana
is real bad, yeah. Because, you know, Louisiana's kind of underwater, though, for people don't know. It's kind of under the level of the, you know, when you go to New Orleans, I don't know if you've been there, but you go like under, even when you're going in there, you go in like a tunnel and it's like under regular level, regulate. I don't know. It's weird.
Yeah. My son was living there when the Katrina happened. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Artie, he was living there when that happened. I had to take up a big donation. You remember that, Cousin Marcy? And I had to take that donation up to him and his wife.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was very, very scary.
How's he enjoying
Merced?
Yeah,
and it happened, like, this time around.
Oh, he's enjoying it. Yeah, he's really enjoying it. It's a big difference for him, but he goes home on Sunday. I know he misses his children, but he's enjoying the break. You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody needs a break, but he's enjoying it. It's something different, the peace, the greenery, and, you know, it's just different. You know, Merced is a really good
place. I'm glad that he did that, though, You spoken in fruition, because I remember he was talking to your brother that night on the phone. He's like, I want you to come up here and visit me and all. He's like, I'm going to come. So he did that. That's good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he did. He did that. So it's a blessing. I'm glad that he did go. So, yeah.
Are you missing your grandson? You talk to your grandson? Is he missing you?
I did. I had to FaceTime him today. I did. I really had to FaceTime him because I was like, I'm missing Lovebug, so I FaceTimed him. And he gave me all these funny expressions, and he was like, you've been gone for longer than 7 days. I said, yep, I have. That's too long. You got to hear it back. I said, I'll be back soon. Are you happy? And he gave me this look. I said, that means you're not happy. And he was like, I'm happy, Nana. I just can't wait. He said, you will never leave that long again. So, yeah, I had to sing today.
Oh, wow.
But he,
that's all right.
He had a dream. Yeah, one night of my daughter, well, I thought it was my daughter FaceTiming me, but it was him, and he was like, I had a dream about you last night, and he told me all about the dream. I said, but you see, I'm okay. He's something else.
Yeah.
He's like the little man, you know. But, yeah,
right.
You know how it
That's
is,
right.
V-Lou and Marcy, y'all know how love, but we are our relationship, so.
Yeah.
That's my heart.
Yeah.
I love them all.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
That's why
I asked.
Mm-mm-mm. You got about another seven days, little man. She'll be back to you.
Seven days.
Winding down the tour. She's been on tour.
Man, it's
winding
like the
down
queen
the
tour. Like, I want to do a big like that. Man, you was, woo. Man.
Ooh, and then I got to be back in 2024, and then they're talking about a family reunion, and I'm like, so Cousin Marcy, you got to get in on that. We're going to do a Zoom meeting, but yeah, I'm just like, I'm really tired, though. I'm just kind of like.
That means we're skipping
you know,
a year?
Yeah, like
hold on a minute. I didn't miss that part. That means we're skipping a year. What's up with that? Oh, that means I'm going to come out to you.
Yeah.
You said
2024, I'm coming down for a wedding. Yeah, coming down for a wedding 2024. I was just informed last night, but I'm just kind of ready to get back home. I just, you know.
You sound like it. That's why I asked you. You really sound like you sound kind of wore out. Even though you just got to Las Vegas, you sound kind of wore out, Queen. You sound like
it. And I got, look, and this is my birthday weekend, too. My birthday is Monday, and this is the birthday weekend.
Oh, wow.
You know what I'm saying? So I got to
get. So you got to turn up. You got to get a better attitude, Queen. You got to get ready to turn up.
Tomorrow,
we need to add a little better now.
Tomorrow I'm going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? I was in the bed early last night. I was knocked out.
And get their cars.
You got
Zoom on out there. Surprise, y'all. But I'm not
going to. Yeah, right. Yeah, you heard what I said. Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
It would be nice, though. One of my sisters is coming down next week, Friday. But, yeah, I'm going to get that energy, G. Lou. I'm just, you know, I'm going to get that energy tomorrow.
Right.
We're not doing anything tonight. We're doing it the weekend, and then on Monday we're going to go celebrate it some more. So, but, yeah, but today, because we was out most of the day yesterday, and we went out for a little bit today, but it's just too damn hot out there to enjoy anything, you know.
You didn't get to check out the city?
I'm like, Kennedy.
Huh, G. Lou?
You didn't get to check out the city yet? Go around or not? Well.
No, not
out.
Yet. We're going to do all. Mm-mm. I know tomorrow and Sunday and Monday is when we're going to be busy, because I got to get up early in the morning. So I know we'll be busy this weekend, because this is the birthday weekend. You see up in my post, big energy. It's going to be a whole different ball game come tomorrow. What you say, G. Lou? I sound like I'm wore out.
Yeah, you sound like you're ready to go home already. Like, I'm ready to go home. That's how you sound.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, get me back home to the country. It's cool. I'm going to be good come tomorrow, though. I'm going to be real good. You know, I'm just sitting over here taking it all in, inhaling. And not exhaling. I'm just inhaling.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. So we got to shout out our sponsors. G. Lou, tap in whenever you like. You know, just come on in and hang
all right,
out.
I'm out.
For sure.
I'm out. I don't do this normally. I'm out, y'all. Y'all got it. Love y'all.
All right. love G. Lou. Thank you. Oh, my gosh.
So we're
going to
shout out our sponsors,
GTP Media.
Like,
I feel that way, too. Yeah, so shout out to
Twee Cadillac, Dee Dee Harrison, One World Magazine, and the G. Lou After Hours. Check out the G. Lou After Hours tonight. He has two souls forever. an amazing, beautiful queen. She is just real dope, and that's who he's having on the show tonight. And also, you got to go check out, like and subscribe to our YouTube channel to check out Payback. Is his song Payback from the Oldies Rule Forever Volume 3. You got to check out that whole video. It's real dope, and that's what I'm, one of my favorite songs of many, because G-Lou took for me. I just have to say it, and I'm going to always say it. He's an amazing artist with his own unique style. And the way that he put
thank
that
you,
video
queen. You
together,
know,
Payback.
I didn't want to chat back in, but thank you, queen. I'm over here, smile, blushing, and all that. Thank you, queen. I love you. Thank you, thank you. All right, I'm going.
But you know, that's from my heart. You know, that's not,
I know,
that's
queen.
Not
I know,
kissing up, ladies
hey,
and
queen,
gentlemen. That's just from my
really
heart.
You don't know. Queen, you really don't know. You inspired that video because you always saying that's your favorite song. So I was just like really on that a few days, and I'm like, man, yeah, this is the next one right here. So you inspired that, queen.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
Yes. I just let me stop. And shout out to you
guys,
the G Lou family. Thank you. I got my package. I got my shirt. So thank you so
that's
much
good.
For that.
So look, you know what that means?
Yeah.
You are official like a whistle now. You got a shirt.
Hey, I took it like that. I went around in the rooms and I was beating down doors like my shirt is here. My Shanae was just looking like, okay.
Yeah. You know, Blog Talk
right.
Radio. You part of Blog Talk Radio. So you official now.
Hey, Queen,
you,
hey, Queen, you have that.
Right.
And Queen, you had that red that red hat waiting on you when you get home, too. I just didn't. I knew you left right after you told me to send it. So I have it for you when you get back.
Oh, right on. I can't wait to put that on. You know that. Red hat, red shirt. Ain't nothing buzzing, though.
Look at him. All right, y'all.
Leave it at alone.
Oh, just cloudy, y'all. Just cloudy. Oh,
we got
a right
clown.
On.
We got a
good to hear your voice.
Appreciate it.
Most
I know,
definitely.
Right?
Yeah, most
definitely. Yeah, so we got our thing.
So what we got going on, Cousin Marcy?
We got this here, my dear. One of my favorites. You know, that's the one that gets into the tumultuous marriage between Marvin and his wife, who is about 19 years his senior, Berry Gordy's sister.
I know, right?
It was a lot of scandal.
Yeah.
And he did this album as a divorce settlement because we all know the poor man, he was, you know, brokey broke like a joke by the time he got to sexual healing in the 80s. But it was just so many things that was happening during this marriage. This album was produced and recorded in 1978. In my opinion, it has one of the best set of liner notes. The man that did the liner notes for this album, if you're familiar with David Ritz, he also wrote two books on Marvin, very good. One was called Trouble Me, and it was just real good liner notes just from the artwork, the cover work. But he really got to be around Marvin, and his account was something different. I'm not going to go too far into it, but he had discussions with Marvin. We know that his sister, his wife was a sister of Berry Gordy. And in 1964, he was largely responsible for Marvin's success. It was impossible to get me in the studio, Marvin had told David. I found every excuse in the world not to work. Anna was my motivator. Mm. She knew how to get me going. In the beginning, it was quite wonderful. I needed a strong woman. I don't think I could have survived without one. The marriage was troubled from the start, Marvin confessed. There was tremendous love between us and tremendous need for one another, but I couldn't be controlled, not by a wife, not by a manager, and definitely not by a record company or a boss like Berry Gordy. I was born a ram and a rebel, Marvin stated. Our union was not marked by undying fidelity, even if it seemed to be, if you look at my career, a success. So even though the 70s bought, like, what's going on, Let's Get It On came along, a lot of things were taking place in his life just during this time when he was going through this divorce with this lady. When he was making Let's Get It On, Marvin Gaye has started his love affair with then 17-year-old Janice Hunter.
17
They subsequently lived together.
Man.
Now, Stop the press. What is going on here?
17
What is going on? What was going on here?
Oh, and he was what? What was he like in his 30s?
He was in his 40s by then.
No, he was 34.
He was 34.
A lot of those songs that you hear, and you know his kids, that's Nona Gay, okay, the famous actress.
Yeah.
She was a singer for a minute.
And singer.
And his son,
yeah.
Frankie. Right, yes. Right. So, yeah, she was 17,
yes.
And this is one of those, while we talk about R. Kelly just got sentenced to 30 years,
that's
her mother brought her to the studio. Her mother
What's
brought
going
her
on
to
here?
The studio. Exactly.
What was going on here with Marvin?
What's going
17
I'm
years old?
What was going on.
What's going on?
It was that song that no, G. Lou, it gets deeper than that. You sure love to ball. Hey, honey.
Right.
Please
oh, yeah.
Ball.
And that Come Live With Me Angel.
Was for her.
You know?
Right.
Like,
that was
wow.
for her.
All that
17,
though?
Yeah.
They weren't, Queen, do you remember? They weren't. Queen, do you remember this time, and was anyone saying anything? Like, what was the talk?
Wasn't nobody saying nothing. It wasn't out there.
Wow.
I never even knew that until today. And I was like, wow. And the first thing that did come to my mind was, damn. But I keep telling everybody that R. Kelly just got caught. This shit been going on.
Right.
Yeah. This
been
going
on.
And look. Look. And then on top of that, I was having a conversation with a homie or somebody. We was talking about how just going back to even like high school, like, you know,
uh-huh.
I remember, and everyone does, like all the fine girls. Like if we got some, but most of the fine girls, the popular girls, they was not messing with none of the, a few, if you
mm-hmm.
was a baller, a football player, but most of them was getting picked up after school by them older dudes. That
and them
low-riders. The cars and all that, 5-6 years. You know what I mean? It's been going on.
Absolutely. I've seen that when I was in high school. I've seen that
That's
in high school.
That's what's going on.
Like, yeah.
All the popular
yeah.
girls
Same
was
here.
Getting picked up by older dudes. They was not messing with none of the dudes at the school for the most part.
Because mm-hmm. my cousin
yeah.
told me that one of our other cousins, she was messing with Putin. Yeah, she was messing with Putin at one time. And her teacher seen him come to pick her up, and she asked her, is that your uncle? My cousin told the teacher, yeah, that's my uncle, you know, to keep her up out of their business. Because what if she would have said no? You know what I'm saying? And then
yeah.
it could have just blew up because they from over in that area. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was like, wow. I said, I never knew that she was even messing with old boy. Yeah, it's crazy. So, yeah, it's
wow.
been going on. So, but for Marvin Gaye, you know, that girl was just 17.
That's
you know,
big, though. That's way different
34.
Than the 23, 24-year-old. That's 30s. That's,
yeah.
that's, oh, my God.
Well, Priscilla Presley was 14. Priscilla Presley was 14. We're not, come on now, y'all. This, but Chuck Berry had him 13, 14. It's a mess.
All that
they
stuff was crazy.
Is a
all that
mess.
Stuff was crazy back
They're
in the day.
A mess.
I think, too, you know what I think,
it
too? Because, back in the day, when people, were especially going back to Chuck Berry and all those days, people, of course, if you had a famous person or someone with money or any little thing, yeah, you can come get my daughter. They probably said, you know, they want to get, you know, some type of, you know what I mean? Like, come save us.
Yeah,
look at
just
that
like
girl.
With R. Kelly. You can come and get
R.
my
Kelly
daughter.
Girl.
They, yeah,
here she is.
You know?
Same thing.
Right
mm-hmm.
here for you. Justin Bieber,
Absolutely.
These mamas was trying to jump on him too. Like Justin Bieber, like I feel sorry for the young man. I feel like a lot of that had to do, you know, with his downfall, but he's like going through it as an adult. But yeah, you're literally trying to rape a teenager. You grown,
yeah.
and you up here trying to be in this little boy face because you like how he's saying, like. It's twisted.
But I just could not even, you know, I don't see how me as a man, the man I am, I don't see how that stuff was going on. Because me personally, even like you look at some of these young girls, you know, I'm not going to lie, some of these young girls be fine and like, yo, wow, you know, because they're young. But once you have
yeah.
a conversation and all this type of stuff, there's like no
yeah.
way because you don't have anything in common. There's like no way,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Like once you have
there.
A conversation with a 17-year-old girl, me, the man I am. There's nothing there.
No,
I don't get it.
It's still in a lot of people.
Yeah, but they be trying. They be trying, but mm-hmm. sooner or later, same thing with, you know, like
a 25-year-old, like I cannot, even me, I say I just cannot, there's no way I got a daughter, you know, there's no way I could be messing with no girl like younger than my daughter, because I'd be thinking,
yeah.
you know, my daughter, she, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's just no way, man. I just can't.
It's no way.
Can't do it.
You're absolutely right.
But you got to train out that daughter, too, not to even, because some of them, like, they wouldn't even know. They could be a fan and all that. Like, I love Genuine, you know, as a grown person even, but you have to tell the girls, like, you could be a fan, you could be all that, but don't get caught up. You have to teach them.
Right.
It's not...
Right.
Not blaming anybody, victim, none of that. But if they don't even have the nerve, or just, again, I keep going back to her and these other famous ones, but if you have your mother taking you to the place where, you know what I'm saying, like, it's all
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
You know how old she
yeah.
is. You're to blame
yeah.
as a
and then
parent.
You got,
just like the
then you have different,
Kelly,
just like you
stuff.
Said, it starts with the parent. Then you have people from different situations, people from inner cities, people living the projects, all this type of stuff, where they're not thinking like we're thinking.
And they were poor.
If you got a famous person, somebody like R. Kelly, the
right.
mama and the daughter, talking about come get me now. Both of them
that's
trying to holler.
Saying.
It's
that's
just what
yeah.
it is.
And that's what they Definitely. Said happened to R. Kelly. They said him and the mama got along, and that's why the mama has all the rights to every song from Aaliyah, R. Kelly, Tank. That's why they were holding her music and their background music for so long, because that was part of the deal for her to not allegedly, okay, blow the lid on how her and Robert were involved as well, okay, and that was their settlement. Well, you just take all of this.
Right.
He was so D-U-M-B that he went along
with
it. So he's a very broken man. Yeah, they still
and you know,
does.
They said that he requested, because, you know, he has another trial coming up, a separate one from the one he's already sentenced from, and he's already requested
uh-huh.
his lawyers for them not to bring up the Aaliyah. Like, they're talking about that already. They don't want that admitted in the new case, like his relationship with Aaliyah. Like, that's already a topic,
that.
So I don't know. Yeah.
What a weirdo. Like, why would
weird,
we not
yeah.
ever bring that up again? That is so, and that's another thing that makes it more odd. Like, why would you not want to talk? Like, boy, please. You was already down for 30. You might as well, Keefe did, and spit it all up.
You may
she said,
be
Keefe
young,
did.
But you're
she said,
ready.
Keefe did. All right, y'all, come on. See, this has turned into just a conversation. We talking, we ain't even got into no music or nothing. We done got into a whole conversation.
I didn't even
yet.
Tell y'all the good stuff yet. Look, I didn't even get to
right.
the good stuff yet, but I'll be saying it in between our little breaks and stuff, but
because
I just wanted to set the
17
scene.
And 34,
yeah.
that,
yeah, that's
yeah.
big.
And
that's,
he was
that,
married.
That's, huge.
That's a big key.
That's huge.
Right, and he was married.
And why was
he,
hold
married
up.
To Anna Gordy.
And why was he broke though at the time with all the success? Well, I'm asking that because I'm trying to say, was Barry Gordon paying him right, or was he just messing up his money? Because I know at this
wow.
time he was doing a lot of drugs and all these things too. But just
right.
overall,
it
could
have been
right.
a combination of both.
He
because you know Barry
not...
Gordon has his reputation.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's why I asked.
And he did not.
But
take
Marvin Gaye was so big,
finances.
He had to be paying Marvin. No, Marvin Gaye was the biggest artist on Motown.
Anna liked to live
yeah.
a very fruitful Rick Ross style life. Anna
was
very bold. She was very materialistic. Yes, thank you, Queen.
Well, I mean, hell,
so
she's
they lived
Gordon,
high
Gordon
on her
daughter. Daughter. Yeah.
Yeah.
But
you know?
He should have been.
Yeah, and
well,
yeah.
That means he should be taking care of them then. Him and Marvin and his daughter. They should have had everything.
He did. He had all Marvin's money.
Which one? Who? Why is
wow.
he talking about Queen?
Nah, Barry did have that reputation. That's why everyone, from what I hear, left Motown. You know, it was a great label,
mm-hmm.
but as far as...
That was his reputation.
You know, the same way like Death Row. People, it was a great label and all that, but people weren't getting paid right, man.
Absolutely.
But it's one, two,
and they were saying that about Barry Gordon.
The man that started it, he's still alive. But he's still alive, and
yeah,
he said
he outlived everyone. He outlived everyone. Him and Smokey.
He outlived everyone.
Hey, if ain't nobody, I know
yep.
Smokey good,
or
if ain't nobody else,
there.
Smokey good. Him and Smokey.
Yeah, ain't nobody, you ain't heard nothing
Smokey
too negative about Smokey and Barry.
Yeah, Smokey good, because they was like partners, so I don't think he did Smokey.
Yeah, they were.
Smokey wrote there. There's no way, I don't think there's no way he could have did Smokey, because Smokey was really there from day one, and he wrote all the music. It's like no way you can really cut out Smokey, I don't think. And Smokey ain't no dummy.
No.
So, you know, I don't know.
And I don't think he did. No, I don't think he did. We
right.
have to do some research on that and see, but I don't think so.
Yeah.
Because like you said,
yeah.
Smokey was the number one artist for Motown.
That was the man.
Mm-hmm.
That was the man.
Mm-hmm.
And from day one.
Yeah.
And songwriter.
And he knew all
yep.
the, and he knew
yep.
most
song.
Of the secrets. Dinah,
exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes.
You might as well say Smokey was a partner. He should have just made Smokey a partner with Motown.
I heard some of those stories.
Absolutely.
I heard stories about Smokey at all level. I
yeah.
said, well, was this
yeah.
person on drugs? They said they all was on drugs.
Yeah, they were. But, yeah, we know that Smokey was because he's very transparent about it. He was in the drug rehab program,
yeah.
and he did a lot of he did a lot of work down to the Compton Courthouse. He did a lot of, what do you call those, conferences about drug addiction. He did a lot of those because
like
my friend worked at the Compton Courthouse. Yeah, the intervention, that's the word I was looking for. So, yeah, so he did, you know, but he's very transparent about his journey, though. Smokey don't, you know, because he has a testimony,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah,
that's
Smokey
why he came out there
real,
God
for the most
him.
Part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, even
right.
with the way he be
yeah,
trying
does.
To dance. Leave Smokey
you know my favorite. My
shout
favorite song from him, that little gangbanging
like
song.
He's 35. He, no, he's about 80. Shout out to Smokey.
He's about 80, too.
And he...
Smokey like he's 35. Shout out to Smokey.
That pretty air.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Satisfaction.
But, yeah.
Satisfaction.
To answer your question, he was just really, really broke because that lady liked to live a life. So as we get into it, y'all going to hear, he's going to sing about a lot of the stuff that went on,
mm-hmm.
how she was money hungry, how he found his new love in that little 17-year-old Janice, allegedly.
Yes, Anna was mad about that song she made.
He had to be on them drugs at that time.
She was
that's
mad.
That's why he was doing the drugs.
Was
he was messing with the 17-year-old girl.
He was on
I mean, come on.
And in her
yeah,
book,
I remember.
She went into detail about how she would make him do things with other people. He would bring in prostitutes. It's just so much. We could
ooh,
say.
Ooh, lost in
okay. It's just
yeah, I didn't
so
know all that.
Much.
Don't take me there. Don't start. Don't
it's
take me there, please. Ma, I didn't even know all that.
It's a whole lot.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
And I know
look,
and I know what come with them drugs. You start doing all type of crazy stuff. Wow.
I mean, like.
He ran out his clothes. He got naked. He was broke. He didn't know if he was going here or there. The lady didn't have enough. He's in court. He don't know what to do. It's all in what we about to listen to. It's a story from beginning
mm-hmm.
to the
it's
end.
It's in all the songs. I mean, you know, it's
mm-hmm.
like just going off to another artist, and then we can go ahead and proceed. But look at Ray Charles. Who all knew that Ray Charles mm-hmm. was doing the things he was doing? I didn't know nothing about it until I watched the movie. Like, Ray Charles was a hell
right,
of a...
Right. You are definitely
you know
right, Queen. You are definitely... Who would have thought Ray Charles doing all that? He's blind. This man blind, and you
he was
thinking, okay, right over here. Ray Charles was doing the most,
oh
boy. He was doing the most. Who would have thought?
He was doing more than brothers with sight.
He was doing it like he had 10
him.
Eyes. Hey, he was blind, but he was living like he had 10
let
eyes,
me feel
boy.
Your
hey,
hand.
Ray Charles
let
doing
me feel your hand. Right,
right. That was a trick. Right? Just like a trick. Hey, let me look at your
hands. He knew how to count that money, though. He knew how to count that
money.
He was cold
with
it.
He was cold with it.
He was real cold with it.
Cold.
Yeah, he was real cold.
Ray Charles was cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember. Y'all listening, call in. 914-803-4001. I don't think that we told them. Y'all want to get in on this because we about to get into this debauchery of here, my dear. No, I didn't know.
Yeah, this might
have
to be a part
yet.
Two because we done did half the show. We talking
Lord.
About it tonight. Talking about it.
We
this
didn't even
deep.
Play one song. Are you guys
that's
excited?
What I'm saying. We ain't played one song
excited?
Yet. We almost an hour in.
Well, let's get into it. Let's play a song.
G-Lou, take it from the top. And then when you want to stop and bring us in, just bring it in. But we going straight down the list, top to bottom, because it's going to be telling a story. So we rolling.
Okay.
Fabulous Friday.
Let's roll.
Here, my dear.
Yeah.
Listen very carefully. Don't wind up out your clothes.
Let's go.
Fabulous Friday.
It's my host.
Although perhaps I may not be happy, this is what you want, so I've conceded. All that makes you happy, there's a lot of truth in it, baby. I don't think I'll have many regrets, baby. Things didn't have to be the way they was, baby. You don't have the right to use a son of mine. Keep me in line. One thing I can't do without is the boy God gave to both of us. I'm so happy for the son of mine. So here it is. I hope you enjoy and reminisce. Be happy. Think about the kisses. But there were those other moments too. The times cloudy and gray, bad. Ah, as you taught me, that was life. May love ever possess you. May peace come into your life. This is what you wanted. Here it is. Here it is. I wanted to marry you. to be your lawful wedded wife. Have, hold, and cherish the rest of your
talking about the 17-year-old? What is her name? I don't want to refer to her as a 17. Was it Janice?
No. No, her name was Janice. He was talking about Anna. That whole little song was going through how
he
met
said
Anna.
He said a little girl.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, maybe
no,
he was talking about Anna, a little girl.
I took it more like, you know, back in the songs, during, back in the day, they used to be like, little girl, hey, that was like part of the melody, you know, so, but no, he was definitely talking about Anna, because he was like, lady, I'm free. I'm free.
Yeah, well, that's towards the end, that's why I had to ask, just towards the end. God, we just got a bolt of lightning that came through the window. Okay, maybe I need to get on the floor.
Oh! Not through the window now.
Yeah,
not
like a serious bolt of lightning. Well, not through the window, but it flashed. It was not,
right.
It was lit up enough to look like it was coming through here. But anyway, yeah, wow. Okay.
Turn the lights off. Turn off the lights. Okay, so the next couple of songs, we're still going to be dealing with Miss Anna. You're going to hear it in his tone, especially when we get to when did you stop loving me, when did I stop loving you. So, Mr. G-Lew, if you'd be so kind, let's do I met a little girl, but when did you stop loving me, when did I stop loving you, and let's take it right on into anger. We're still dealing with this wife, okay? Let's see what she did to him.
You did
like,
it.
Lady, what did you do?
You know.
She didn't did it.
When you say you're married,
Fabulous Friday.
They're supposed to be for real, I mean. If you think back about what you really said, you know, about honor and loving and obeying until death, do us part, no. But it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be lies, because those that turned out to be lying. If you don't honor what you said, you'd lie to God. The words should be changed.
Come on, come on, come on, I'm
out through music like that, you know what I'm saying? I heard that she wasn't very happy with one of the songs that he put out. I think it was the one named Anna, that she was very upset and was trying to stop it being even put out there. So, wow. Okay.
She wanted to do a $5 million lawsuit, which back then for him meant, lady, you're going to get nothing. So that's why they settled on your settlement will be the proceeds from this album. So it's basically like you got paid, like you said, to have your whole life, married life, told on a record.
just put out.
Is that
there,
why they
like,
said cheaper to keep her? Like cheaper to keep her?
Back in the day, that's why they said it. But right now, it ain't cheaper to keep her. They just go ahead and take the loss.
Nothing. Right. Take the loss. Yeah. Forget that.
End
yeah,
up
that's
on
one of my favorites.
Or, crazy.
Make an album about that. Oh, God.
Yeah.
You all are here with Fabulous Fridays, Queen Jean and Cousin Marcia, Mr. G. Louis. So appreciate you for tuning in. Call at number 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. And you'll wait for you of Marvin Gaye's Hear My Dear. Another funny thing about this whole album is, like I had mentioned before, if you've never had a chance to see it, listeners, to check out the cover work. That even tells a story. They have a picture of Marvin on there. It's like Roman style art, and where he's handing over like the album to the lady, and it's on the back. It's just like destruction. Like Sodom and Gomorrah happened, like on the back. It's like, whoa. What is happening?
Yeah, that's a cold. That was a cold album piece, though. That was a cold album cover.
Yeah, it really was. Well, we're not going to hold y'all too long. We're going to keep this train moving. We're going to get into anger, what a lot of us know we have dealt with. But listen to the words, because when you get angry and then afterwards, you're going to be feeling like how this brother was describing. Like, dang, I don't want to be mad at nobody. That's not even supposed to be how I'm feeling. I don't like that. So we're going to get into it. Anger, Marvin Gaye, off the Hear My Dear album.
In my brain, it ain't just me. Anger can make you old.
Anger.
Yes, you can. I said anger. Make you sit your anger, destroy your soul.
Ooh, rage,
no room for rage, and
there's no room for rage in here. When it's the place to go to be mad,
it's a sin to treat your body bad. one more time. Anger, for anger, when it's flaming hot, burn to the bitter end. Know what I'm talking about? Ooh, when it cools, I find out too late. I have lost the love, 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 dear friend. I say anger will make you sick, children. Show your soul.
You make sure I'm cool, that I'm cool.
just love that is meant to stop. You got a flag.
Shout out to Marvin Gaye. Here, my dear, is that enough? Man, Queen, he said, why he got to pay attorney fees? why?
Yeah, just like, why do I have to keep going through all this stuff with you, Anna?
Just man, like, Anna was cold. I just wrestled about Anna. Girl, one time, the other girl went to pick up her kid with Marvin, and she stayed in the car. She knew not to take her little youngs up in the house, right? So he went inside to get the boy, and Hunter Friday waited in the car. Anna Gordy came outside to see the pretty young girl her husband was ditching for her. Anna was scary, Hunter writes. Her eyes burned with anger. Her eyes focused on me. Gordy ordered Hunter to roll down her window. she opened it just an inch. I just want to see what someone like you looks like, Gordy told her before turning to address Gay. Now that I've seen it, she told him, don't ever bring it back here again. Cold-blooded. Girl, you knew
she was big time mad, though. She was big mad. She was losing her sugar baby, honey. She was big time mad.
For a sugar baby. She lost her sugar baby to a sugar baby. Wow.
A real sugar baby, though.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That's very crazy.
You want the big grown girl. Well, that's what you get, talking about, oh, we just knew we were so attracted to each other and our sexual connection. Like, girl, you're still going through puberty. Calm down. Like, what do you expect? You're crazy. You are nuts.
They think they be knowing, you know.
They think they be knowing nothing. Don't be knowing nothing.
Seems
and then
like
another
ready.
Thing about this girl, her mama was really trying to prime her because before she put the moves on, taking her to the studio to see Marvin, she took her somewhere else to try to hook her up with Teddy P.
Oh, she just was looking for a bag.
She was looking for a mess. Mm-hmm. Well,
that comes with a bag when you're looking for. Let's keep this music going.
Keep this mess rolling, okay? That scandal. Alrighty, so that last one was
914-803. 1001. Press 1 to speak.
That's right.
That's right.
We know y'all out there. Thank y'all for listening. We know y'all out there. Well, everybody needs love, Queen.
Most definitely. Everybody.
Everybody. Fabulous Fridays.
See the babies. They need love.
Everybody needs love. That's right. That's how smooth. Like, that's another thing about this album, other than his other ones, his talent. Like, he's playing like four instruments on this album itself, and then just like the vocal harmonies, especially when he's expressing himself. You feeling the love or you feeling the hurt? If you're not feeling either one, maybe you don't got no feelings. I don't know. It's either one. You feeling his heartbreak.
If you're not feeling neither or, huh?
If you're not feeling either or, I just, hey, I don't know what to say. Yeah. So you said you did learn, or you learned something new today about this album. I'm so glad, Queen, because you know this is like really one of my favorites, and I appreciate y'all going through it with me. Let's see.
Yeah. Did you actually go pick up that picture from Cousin Thelma, the Marvin Gaye picture?
No, she sent it to me. She said she's going to put it in the mail because I think she thought I was going to join you all on Tuesday at first. But
okay.
No, I had talked with her Monday. Yep, so I can't wait to get that. Yes, my signature
awesome.
Collection stamp poster picture card. Yep. Needs that. She also gave me a book before on Marvin. Yeah, she knows my love for him. All right.
Soul
well,
Train.
That's that
she
Soul
with
Train.
Him on Soul Train.
Man, can you imagine?
Uh-huh.
She did, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she did. Like while he was singing, she was one of the dancers. Because you know when on Soul Train and the artists come on, Don Cornelius was actually putting dancers on the stage behind them to dance. That's why you seen some of the same dancers there. You didn't see, you know, different dancers.
Mm-hmm.
You was like, why were they always right there? But they were chosen.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah. I'm gonna look that up and find that. I was watching one of her videos last week after the party. Like, look at my cousin. We all so talented. We all got our own talent. For
our
real,
own.
For real. Yeah. Did you have anything you wanted to announce, Queen?
No, I don't. I just want to announce the sponsors. We can announce our sponsors. No, I'm not prepared. That's why. But, you know, shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media, Dee Dee Harrison, Tweed Cadillac, and One World Magazine, and the G Lou After Hours. So thank you for sponsoring this show, because we really do appreciate you all sponsoring this show. So thank you so very much. And just a shout out to all the G Lou listeners. And also, I can't announce this because I know this one for sure, that on Saturday you can go to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard in the city of Compton and get some free food from S&N Angels nonprofit organization by Cynthia Nunn. So you can also go there. And don't forget to check out the Hood Postman YouTube channel. It's always some great contents on there. And also follow him on IG, Instagram, as well as Facebook. On Facebook is Melly Mel. And also Brian D, Urban Realness, check him out as well. He's been putting up a lot of different videos. And also continue to follow the GLouShow.com, where you can get all the unisex apparel, previous blog talk radio shows, and also the amazing music catalog of G Lou, which includes Oldie School Forever, Volume 3, produced by the amazing producer DJ Maniac. And also stay tuned, because there's something new coming out again pretty soon, another project by G Lou. So that's why I say he's just an amazing artist. You know, you gotta stay in touch. And also check out Writer for Life Films. They have their films on Prime, Amazon Prime. So check out Frank Blue, The Council, and there's so many more. And also follow them on YouTube as well, and also on IG, Writer for Life Films. Check them out. Also, the Unapologetic series with the Queen Pen creator. Follow her on IG as well. She and her crew was a guest on G Lou After Hours, I believe it was last week. But check all that out. If I come up with anything else, I definitely will let you know throughout the show.
Definitely. I'm prepared. Yeah. Where? You sound so prepared. You got that down pat. I don't know what you're talking about, but you got that down. I did want to give a shout out to our listener friend at King_Walker1. There's currently a back-to-school fundraiser that he is having with his organization for mental health awareness and helping the youth. The current need is about 25 backpacks. So if you or someone you know can find it in your heart, go ahead and check that out at King_Walker1 on IG. And you can get more details on how to go ahead and make your donation. And they want to always tell you thank you for your support. Back to school fundraiser.
Yes, make sure you support that, because the children really need these supplies for going back to school. You know, it's a recession, basically. That's what I want to call it, where a lot of parents are not either getting the money or not working now, you know, due to this pandemic and other unforeseen things that can happen. So if you can, support that, because the children need these supplies in order to be successful in school. It's nothing like going to school and don't have the proper supplies.
Right. Very much. So that is a heartache right there. Let's get the kids what they need. Well, that's all we got on that tonight, folks. Fabulous Fridays. We're going through Hear My Dear, Marvin Gaye. And I think we're up to now, my ultimate favorite, like, of all time on this album, Time to Get It Together. Yes, it is time to get it together. We're not running out of our clothes with no midnight holes, but let's get it together one time.
Jesus said time would heal all wounds. Time.
get it. Ooh, got to stay with it. Making up my mind.
Get it together. What you think about that one, Queen?
That's all I can say. That's why I just said,
Right? He just laid that one down like, okay, buddy. You really was out there, right? Just wilding.
Really out there. You know what I wanted to say, too, and this is not about Marvin Gaye, it's about Beyonce, her album dropped today, and she has a song on there called Church Girl. Ooh-wee. Right. Ooh-wee. But she's speaking the truth, though, on that song. I was like, okay. Yeah. Have you heard it?
I better check it out. And that's crazy that you just said that, because I just saw something by Kim, and he was talking about that, and he was bringing it like to a golden calf analogy. Like, I like her for, we talked about this before, I like her music and stuff like that, but when it comes to that aspect of it, it's like, whoa, like what are these like the images and stuff like that, and they, you know, they go down that rabbit hole, but not, you know, that's not what we're here for tonight, but I am going to take a listen.
No,
always
I
listen
wanted,
to her new
yeah.
stuff. Yeah, I'm going to take a listen.
So let's get back to
And I heard she was...
Marvin.
She was talking about her husband and their little elevator incident. So, yeah.
It's a lot. That album has a story, too.
Oh, I'm here for the story. Look, we here for the scandal. We is here for it.
Ooh,
I'm ready.
Me.
Let's get into it.
What's our next
joint? Sparrow. This is a really pretty one. Sparrow. It's like maybe he was thinking about Miss Janice on this one, but it's really pretty. I think y'all will enjoy it. And then after that, we're going to get into the controversy one, Anna's Song. You're going to like that one too. Fabulous Fridays, Queen Dean and Cousin Mercy and Mr. G. Lou. We is right.
I used to hear a sparrow singing, baby. Oh, but one day as I went along, I didn't hear a song. But I know a sparrow should sing.
morning spring. Oh, sparrow, why don't you sing? Sing to me, oh, sparrow, come around. Come around, why don't you come around? Sing about a melody, oh, a melody, about the things you see. Anything you want to sing about, just sing it on out.
Yo. Hey now, Cousin Marcy here, reminding you to check out Queen Jean and myself Fridays, 7 p.m. through 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on the Fabulous Friday Show at 914-803-4001. See you there.
What's happening? We present to you Fabulous Fridays, produced by the amazing producer himself, G. Lou, hosted by Queen Jean and Cousin Marcy. Tap into our studio line at 914-803-4001. Press 1 to speak. West Coast at 7 o'clock p.m. and East Coast 10 o'clock p.m. If you can't get to a phone, you can listen online at blogtalkradio.com/the G-Lou Show. Thank you very much for your support. Looking forward to giving you all a fantastic, fabulous show. One love, Ashe. Peace.
This is Anna's song. I'm making love all night long. Take a bath in milk and mail your satin cheeks. Let smile and veil while it chocolate mint.
Anna, here's a song. Yeah, one that I promised, baby, promise you all along. I knew all the time that I'd find the rhyme. Never have a fear. Here it is, my
sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Luke, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
To give a shout out to Tweet Cadillac as well, the show that airs every Thursday, hosted and produced by Tweet himself with G. Lou as a co-host. Their studio line is 347-855-8436. Press 1 to speak or listen online, blogtalkradio.com/93TweetFM, and the time is for West Coast, 7 o'clock p.m., and East Coast, 10 o'clock p.m. Shout out.
Man, I'm just like, relax, queen.
Man, Anna,
that was funny. He almost lost $4 million that he didn't have over that song.
That was a cold song right there. Truly it was. Anna, yeah. That's why she was like, don't take that song off. No. Was not having it. Also, shout out to Nora Monty Candles as well. Follow them on IG for your wax melts, rooms, and car fresheners and candles. Make sure you check them out because they're always doing videos on how they're making their candles. So that's Nora Monty Candles on IG as well. And one more person, Poison Ink Tattoos at 6693 Downey Avenue in Long Beach. As for Poison, follow Mr. Poison on IG. Book in advance, $50 deposit, 323-639-9747. Yes, and I didn't get a chance to see him. Okay, I hear you in the background.
That I have, big plans to go see him. Next time, Queen, next time. Lord will, we'll get there. Wow, the time flew. Man, that time flew. Getting into that here, my dear, but we are so thankful for everyone that listened. We do appreciate all the sponsors. Of course, Mr. G. Lou and Queen, it's so good to have you back. I have missed you. Yeah, and can't wait
to do it again. I listened to the replay of Friday's show with you and G. Lou. That was an amazing show, and I hate that I couldn't be. That I wasn't a part of that, because that was really a great show with the Blue Eyes. That was a great show. I was there listening because Cousin Sophie had it on. I think she called in as well. Yeah.
She gave us some good requests. She was like, you played already what I wanted to hear. Like, you guys are doing it, so thank you. Yeah, it went down. We're going to definitely do a part two for that one, Lord will, too. That's going to be a good one. We got enough Blue Eyes Soul artists out there. So, yeah, that's definitely in the work. That was a banger right there. Mr. G. Lou had it on deck. He had it all the way worked out. I told him I thought y'all was gonna be bored, but praise be, it went good.
Yeah, you all did great. Great show. Yeah, definitely. I know Ayana had hit me up as well with a request, and I didn't see it until a few days later. And I wanted to tell her, you can hit up Cousin Marcy as well, so she got you. So this is our show that we've been doing together, the 12th one?
This is, I want to say 12 or it might be 13. I'm going to count them all up. Yeah, but we're definitely past 10. We passed the 10-mile mark. So, we're doing pretty good. Maybe for the 15th we could maybe try to do a giveaway or something. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah. We're almost at 15. We is almost at 15. Get excited.
Right? Fabulous Fridays.
Fabulous Fridays. Who would have thunk
Cousin
it, man?
Cousin Marcy.
Man, oh my gosh. And Cousin Jean.
We did that, man.
But what better way to close today's show or get on out of here? Let's hop on this spaceship with Marvin. He gonna take us on a funky space reincarnation. So I guess he was out there really chilling one night and came up with this one, and he said he took me, but it's going to cost you, man. This album takes you up, down, and around. I hope we hip somebody to it. It wasn't nothing to do it. I love you, Queen. Much love, Mr. G. Lou Fam.
Much
and
love.
We'll see y'all next Friday. Out.
Much love. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in with us.
Thank you.
Check out this funky space reincarnation.
Woo!
On a space day.
Okay. On a space day.
We gon' get married in June.
like somebody I met a long time ago. I know I ain't never met you, though, but ooh, you look like I've been knowing you for 1,000 years. Gosh, ooh, I don't know what's happening, you know, I'm really involved, but I might be checking you out, you know, I be getting some other reaction. It seems to me, though, that the reason we're together here is that we're supposed to be together. Come on, baby, let's go peace loving and check out this new smoke. No, this thing I got, it ain't classified as dope. Smoke I got from Venus, have had it all week, it's getting old. Come on and try this new thing with me, baby. It's too cold. Come on now, baby, let's take off clean. Get in this gym machine. Hey, little baby, let's magnetize. Magnets make the love rise, baby. Ooh, sure, let's get some more. Why do I feel like I've been with you before? Shoot me, boo, with a create gun. Let's move the party over to Star One. All right, everybody, we're moving now to come in for our landing here in Pluto. Now, all of you who are in Group A, send you over to the Plutarium, be Plutotized. I know these days that. And the rest of the group, B, I know y'all gonna have a ball. But hey, little Miss Bertha, come here. You follow me. Come on, baby, and come on down. Come on, baby, and come on down. Let's plug ourselves in this machine and empty just us down. Let's wrap the tag. We need to say what we mean. Let's plug our hearts into the real machine. Well, it's been a fantastic trip, baby.
Y'all running out.
Not even out of it.
Yeah.
I'll come back next week now. Pick another load.
Funky folk.
Funky folk. You know you want to get your heads together. We'll be right here on time. Oh, we got to see you now. Time for the countdown, baby. Give me the countdown, Zach. Here we go, man. Here we go. You ready? One.
Well, that was a great show that we just had. I hope you all enjoyed it. Thank you, G. Lou, for being behind the scenes and making it happen for us as well, playing that great music. And I'm going to end this by wishing you all a very blessed, positive weekend. And if you can remember on Monday, don't forget to shout me out to tell me happy solar return. I would appreciate it. It's me and my daughter's birthday, and as well. So what you laughing at me? We gonna turn it up.
I
know
I sound.
Yeah, we gonna. I'll be posting pictures and videos. Yeah, haven't been posting any pictures since I've been here, but I will do so this weekend. So you know, new look, new everything. So you know, a new journey. Yeah, chapter begins. So. Birthday weekend. Everybody, just enjoy your weekend. Love on one another. Stay close to your loved ones. Check on your friends, your family. People may seem like everything is great, but a lot of people are hurting in silence. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are hurting in silence. So stay prayed up. As G. Lou would say, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week, W-E-A-K. I love hearing him say that. I enjoy it. I believe in it. So you have to stay prayed up. So with that being said, one love and peace to everybody. Ashe, turn it over to you, Cousin Marcy. Let's go.
One love, peace, and Ashe. Thank you, Mr. Jilu. Thank you, Queen. I love you very much. Peace.
I love you too, beauty. Peace.